This is Lisa from Portland, Oregon. In 2017, patriotism means standing against a president who doesn't understand what the Constitution is all about.
My name's Noah, and I'm calling from Evanston, Illinois. In 2017, patriotism means loving your country without being blind to its flaws. A true patriot is able to see their country's potential and is willing to take a stand against the people and ideas that hold their nation back.
This is Damaris Morrill from St. Louis. Patriotism in 2017 means supporting a symbol rather than caring for a fellow American, a living, breathing human being. I live in St. Louis, and during the protests, people were burning the American flag. And on social media, fellow St. Louisans were saying that the people should be beaten and thrown in jail. It's troubling that we tolerate the suffering of human life much more than taking a knee or burning a piece of cloth.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Just some of the calls from you reacting to demonstrations over the weekend in the NFL. Players, and in some cases coaches, taking a knee to protest racial inequality and police brutality against people of color. Protests like these in sports aren't new. In 1967, Muhammad Ali refused to step forward for the army draft and fight in a war he couldn't support.
I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
Ali lost his title and his living, and here's the part that people forget, became one of the most hated people in America. Massive majorities of white people considered Ali unpatriotic. Ali himself, un-American. When he died last year, presidents attended his funeral. Now in 2017, protests in the NFL are replaying this story. Players are taking a knee, and some are questioning their patriotism. The president is rallying his political base against those protesters, against the league, and against the idea of the protests themselves. So what does it mean to be patriotic? Is it for everyone? We're going to explore that question all this week with a variety of voices and perspectives here on The Takeaway. We begin with Terrell Germain Starr. He's a staff writer for The Root, whose recent article is called Patriotism is for White People. He begins with his reaction to the NFL protests and owner Jerry Jones kneeling last night with the Dallas Cowboys.
Every once in a while, athletes, particularly black athletes, have to tell the viewing audiences that they're actually human beings. And so once they decide to take a break from entertaining people and deciding to say that, you know, once I leave this field or once I leave this basketball court or once I leave the sports arena, I become a human being who's no longer superhuman, but someone who's eligible, whose skin tone is eligible to participate in white supremacy, being a victim of it, that is, then there's a pushback on it because you're forcing people to think about issues, number one, that don't concern them. Well, it should concern them, but they think it doesn't. And then, two, they don't want to talk about it. But in regards to Jerry Jones kneeling before the national anthem, it's pretty much hypocrisy. It makes me wonder, what are they kneeling for? It also makes me wonder why, if you're kneeling for something, if you're upset with Donald Trump, then why did you, you know, what was it that made you kneel? And it wasn't Kaepernick, that wasn't enough for you. It wasn't enough that Trump insulted people on a regular basis. So it was really a hypocritical stance as far as I'm concerned.
You wrote yesterday in The Root that patriotism is for white people.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the flag and saluting and pledges of allegiance for mm-hmm. a second. What did you mean by that?
Basically, no one has really, a few of us have taken time to interrogate exactly what the word patriot means. What was the genesis of that word? Who was the first person who used it? Who has been able to benefit from expressing patriotism? And based on my reading and understanding of it is that first is often ascribed to people who fight for America and its military forces. And let's say if the person comes back from any fight, right, it was normally white men, and you come back to America and the goal and the thinking is that you are able to enjoy the freedoms that you have because people fight to protect the country from invasion. And you can live in your liberty. The reality is that black people have never been able to fully exercise their liberties as human beings, especially in comparison to white people. And so I don't think that the word was ever designed to include us because we are not fully experiencing the liberty of America.
Does that mean that you can love your country and be non-patriotic at the same time, or you can't really love it because you can't participate fully?
I think that we can love our country. I just don't believe that specific word is meant for Black people. I certainly do not call myself patriotic simply because of my understanding of the word. Patriot means white. Patriot means someone, the benefits of being an American citizen in regards to being full-blooded American, that's something that's ascribed to white people. And another thing, too, the beginning of this country is pretty much based on white supremacy. It's based on colonialism. And I don't necessarily look at the American armed forces, particularly in a positive light. They are a colonizing force. The military in America is often taught that it protects America, and it does, but it's also one that invades countries through American foreign policy unfairly. It's one that is used to threaten. And so if you look at America as the colonial white supremacist state that it is, then you're going to have to look at the other qualifiers that define it. And patriotism is part of it. Because if Black Americans were truly considered patriotic, then many Americans would not be so upset with Kaepernick kneeling. Because what he's saying is that because I am Black, because of police brutality, because of racism and structural social injustice, I am not able to participate in the liberty that patriotism allows to all Americans.
But wasn't someone like Ali the greatest patriot? I mean, refused to step forward mm-hmm. for a war, hated by almost all of white Americans, not all, but almost all. Helped show this country the sin of the Vietnam War. And when he died, of course, one of the most celebrated Americans. And as I said, presidents came to his funeral. Now, that's not the measure of patriotism, but the lessons that he brought to this country through protest makes him one of the greatest patriots, or one could say that.
Oh, absolutely, one could say that. They could say that now, okay? I wonder if those presidents who arrived at his funeral when he died would have supported him back when he was the bombastic Muhammad Ali that he was. And I would be willing to bet no. I'm pretty sure they would have hated his guts, right? So it's kind of like Kaepernick, right? People want to keep a distance with themselves with Kaepernick. And so people hate Kaepernick right now. And so maybe 50 years from now, when you make the sacrifice, when you're removed from the stressors and the racial anxieties and the frustrations and the angers, then, you know, there's a way that distance and time allows you to kind of Santa Claus a person. But would these presidents really appreciate and engage Muhammad Ali that we knew back when he refused to join the army? Definitely not. And so his patriotism is kind of seen through this lens of revisionism.
Terrell Germain Starr is a staff writer at The Root. You can read his most recent piece, Patriotism is for White People.
This is Kit Dobry calling from Pooler, Georgia, and I think being truly patriotic means doing all we can to fulfill the promises made to all Americans in our Constitution.
What are those promises to you? We want to hear your take on patriotism and what it means in America in 2017. You can tell us, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can send us a tweet at The Takeaway. You can always join the conversation on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.